From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our Gospel program. Today we will conclude our study of John chapter 6. Our study is entitled, Make Up Your Mind Time. We'll be looking at the verses 66 to 71. Let me mention something that affects our listeners in the South Tyrone and Fermanagh areas. Cahir Valley and Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Churches have undertaken to send a postcard to every home in these areas, inviting folk to listen in to our gospel programs. These postcards should be arriving over the next few weeks in the homes in these areas. When you get one, please encourage your neighbour to take up the invitation to tune into our programs. Speaking of encouraging people to tune in, let me remind you about our program tonight at 9 o'clock when we will continue our study of the book of Job and hear another extract from the sermon we are currently offering free to our listeners. It's entitled, Honouring the Father by Hearing the Son. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Here's a lovely gospel hymn. It's sung for us by the Young People's Choir of the Free Presbyterian Church, Man of Sorrows. What a name. We're turning now to John chapter 6 and the concluding verses 66 to 71. Paul the Apostle made a very interesting statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 14 to 16. Here is what he said: "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things?" Paul sets before us a very beautiful image of the ministry of the gospel. A preacher is like someone spreading around a very beautiful fragrance, diffusing the whole atmosphere with a pleasant perfume. That is the effect of the preaching of the gospel and the spreading abroad of the knowledge of the Redeemer. But not everyone welcomes this perfume. For some it smells of death. It is obnoxious to them. That fact is set forth in the verses before us here as we come to the end of John chapter 6. Disciples are leaving Christ because of the savour of the message he is preaching. It is a final parting. They walked no more with him. Verse 66. This departure was brought about by their rejection of the Saviour's words. "Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Verse 60. In the midst of this parting of the ways, Christ turns to the 12 apostles and says, "Will ye also go away?" Verse 67. It's make up your mind time for them. First of all, in a day when some are rejecting Christ, the Savior wants to know where you stand. Are you with the crowd that rejects his word? Or are you with the minority who believe his word? Is the message of Christ a savour of life unto you, or an unpleasant odour that you must get away from? Which is it today? The time has come for men to make up their minds about Christ and his message. Sooner or later, the word of God will sift out the chaff from the wheat. These disciples that went back had never been true believers at all. Their actions now show this to be so. John the Apostle wrote of some who had left the fellowship of believers in his day, in his first epistle, the chapter 2 and the verse 19. He says of them, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." So it is still today also. There are many who profess to be Christians, and sadly, they have a religion that is only skin deep. It has never reached their hearts. When they are tested, it will be seen that they are not genuine. The old saying is still true: all that glitters is not gold. Secondly, note Peter's response on behalf of the other disciples. Peter shows his impetuous nature here once more and immediately speaks out on behalf of the 12. What he says is worth noting, for it contains a noble sentiment. Peter says that Christ alone has the words of life. How gloriously true this is. Let me emphasize that Peter is telling us here that spiritual life is found in the words of Christ. Please note that today, dear listener. This is the very heart of our radio message. Eternal life is to be found not in church rituals or ceremonies, but in the words of Christ as recorded in the Bible. It is also to be noted that Peter believed that none other had the words of life. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Verse 68. There is no alternative to Christ. There is no other source of life and salvation. There is no other teacher, leader, intermediary, or deliverer to whom the sinner can go for salvation. As Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. Furthermore, Peter says, And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 69. Please note that faith comes before assurance. Certainty that Christ is the Son of God is granted to those who believe the witness of the gospel. Peter believed and was sure. You will never be sure of who Christ is and the power he possesses until you believe what he says in his word. Upon believing Christ's witness regarding himself, Peter and all others who likewise believe enter into a certainty regarding the gospel record of Christ. Let me quickly point out how that Peter was wrong in one matter. Peter said, We believe. But in that he was wrong, as the Lord Jesus points out to him. Jesus answered them, Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Verse 70. The privileges of Judas, the opportunities of hearing and seeing all that Christ said and did before his apostles, were rejected by him. If ever a man died and went to hell, it was Judas Iscariot. Do not waste your privileges, my dear friends. Hear and believe the words of Christ today, and join with Peter. Stand with Peter in acknowledging Christ as your Savior. Will you join me tonight at 9 o'clock? God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.